He tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really, really happy to be able to hear that sounder and hear that image liner come in there and announce the return of David Fisher. He was not able to be with us last week. Some of you didn't realize that because we were so stealth with our best of. It sounded like he was in the studio with us. But the thing was that he had just had a little bit of surgery, and he'll tell us more about it, and was just not able to get past the recovery pain that the doctor had warned him about. So I know it took everything out of him, because this is a guy who really looks forward to being with you every Monday. His name is David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, welcome back. It's really good to hear your voice, my friend.
I feel so strong, and I'm so excited to be with you today. And I am energized at what's happening, and not only what's happening in the world economically, but more important, God is on the throne.
There you go. Now, for people, for whatever degree you feel comfortable with, the people have kind of tracked since December. This surgery that you took, that you had last week, was part of that. Explain what happened.
Yeah, well, just repeating history a little bit, I had a heart issue where I've never was scared of death. I got born again as a believer at age 16, and I've, you know, been a full-time pastor before, so done church plants and done a lot of ministry work, and I still do ministry in a different way, obviously, by today. But, you know, it's one thing conceptually to say, don't fear death, but there's another thing to actually face death, and I faced death three times specifically. We had a heart issue, and that was in the past in November, December. They implanted last week a defibrillator and a pacemaker as a precautionary safety mechanism, so that if I do have some issue in the future, this will take care of this. They think they fixed everything, but it's just an insurance policy. So the recovery, they told me, is going to take a lot longer. And I'm, you know, kind of fight the what
you're
the
bullheaded.
Say.
You're
yeah,
bullheaded.
My wife says I'm that too. You know, she says, "Are you serious? Going to really do your regular Monday recordings and the live radio? In fact, this Monday you're doing a whole long segments on both New York and another national area." And I said, "Honey, yeah, absolutely." Well, that's what my brain said. My body told me otherwise. So I wouldn't have been worth much last week. So, but I feel night and day different.
Sometimes those doctors and wives just know what they're talking about, David. That's one of the things I've discovered over time. Sometimes they just do.
Absolutely. I fully concur.
All right. So today we're talking about 2 Corinthians 9:8. What is it? What is it about, and what does it mean?
2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able, that's the key there, to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You know, obviously, there's a difference between, I've learned this a long time ago, and it still reminds me, there's a difference between our wants and our needs. We might want something, but we might not need it. In fact, the thing that we might want might be the worst thing for us in our need category.
Sure.
But the focus, we kind of put it on ourselves and saying, you know, here's God, will you do this in my life? Will you do this? You know, we prayed for healing of God in my life, and, you know, not to be, you know, using a personal example, but I think it's apropos that God would heal my heart. Well, he chose the mechanism of doctors and the technology on the wisdom in the medical field to use to heal me, so to speak. But, you know, God is, that doesn't mean that God isn't less able. God is able, and he works in different ways. You know, one of the side benefits that I've you know, people were praying for me, and I think I've told this story before, but my neighbor down the road, who's never gone to church in 30 years, he saw me being put in the ambulance. I found out this afterwards, a couple of weeks after I got out of the hospital, and he said, you know, I've not prayed in 30 years, never walked in the doors of a church in 30 years, but on my porch, as I saw them put you into the ambulance, in my own way, I said a prayer, and something uniquely came over me. I want to call it, it was God, and this is what his words were saying, this overwhelming feeling of love that I've never felt that in maybe all of my life. And I said, Tommy, your prayer was being answered as I was being put into the ambulance. So why am I saying this? Because sometimes, Kevin, we make our prayers all about us. And you know what? I will say this. I'm so glad I went through what I went through, because if it touched the life of my neighbor and it made that much of a spiritual change in his life, that is God being able to bless us abundantly in all things. So sometimes we have to look at it not through our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. Because, you know, I can say today, I have all I need. And I can abound in every good work that God, everything that God has laid before us today. We are overcomers. We are victors. Does that mean that we won't face death? No, we're all going to face death, because death is the next doorway to the next life that we get to embrace with Jesus. So we have to look at through spiritual eyes that God is able to bless us abundantly. And I can say everything I've been through, challenges, I've been blessed abundantly. Why? Because my spiritual life has grown more than ever in the last year than probably the previous 4 or 5 years. And, you know, trials and tribulations has a way of doing that. And I'm excited to be on the other side of it. But I also look in the rearview mirror and say, God's hand was at work. And my relationship with you, Kevin, has been deepened. The prayers of you and your listeners and Alex, your producer, and Mary, and the sales representative. There's so many relationships that have been deepened through this, and my family and my mom. And just, I can go on and on.
Sure.
But the bottom line is, God is able.
That blessing has been abundant. Well, when we come back, we have to talk about something that's not quite in as much of an abundance, the stock market. It's not doing well today, but we'll talk about that next on Money Monday. You want any of David's Word on Money segments? We've got those archived on the Kevin McCullough podcast page at SoundCloud and at iTunes. Please check those out. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.